Hey, 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 it's Bernie Goldbach, underway.ie. We're leaving version 2 of Anchor, but bringing along Eli Garf, Maria Humphreys, and Paul Omani.
Well, hello, Bernie. That's funny, I was just thinking about changing from version 2 to version 3 on my iPhone yesterday, and then I got your message, and I just did that myself, so I'm off of version 2 forever as well. So I've been checking out version 3 here. Hopefully we'll find a way to have a community again. That's what I was enjoying. And I don't know if I can record for 1 minute on this new voice message or longer. It doesn't tell me. So I'll just keep talking a bit. Let's see here. It's been very, very hot here. 100 degrees for like 2 weeks straight every day. We just got a typhoon blew in it. It's cooling things down. Everybody's fine. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, okay, I guess it's 1 minute. So, yeah, I'm on version 3. Talk to you later. Bye.
Eli, it's so nice to hear you here. Eli Garf and I have been going back and forth on version 2 of Anchor. We might be a few of the last voices there. I will put cover art on this little episode to let you know that, at least for a few days, I would go into version 2, and I would be the only one there, according to the leaderboard. And I would use a few other of the facilities they have on version 2 to try to find a voice. And it was just me and Eli for so long, over a month. Anyway, both of us like conversation, and I'm sure you do too if you're listening. It's nice to know that people listen to what you say and come back in, as community does. I've been listening to some stuff that Paul Omani and Maria Humphreys have been saying about things. Yeah, Maria and I have been talking about listenership, how you get it, where it is, what's going on. And she's found some curious things out about people who listen, people who connect with you. The numbers show it on a dashboard in Anchor. I also use the dashboard that's available on Audioboom and on Spreaker. And I can see numbers coming in at the place I really care about, which would be websites. I have a website called insideview.ie and another one called underway.ie. The .ie stands for Ireland. I like people looking at it. Anyway, Maria likes people listening to her stuff, connecting with her on different platforms, and she's going back and forth with me about what she's discovered. I'd like to share those thoughts with you now.
Hey, Bernie. I listened to your episode on version 3. Been on version 3 for a while. I don't know, maybe Anchor fixed that. If it ever was a problem, I was not aware. I hope that helps. Take care.
Bernie, hey, it's Maria. Thank you so very much for talking about me on your show there. And I wanted to thank you so much for the pointers on, why my stuff isn't getting out there. I do only use my phone to do my podcast at all. It's an iPhone. And I've been repurposing older content because I've been trying to take a little bit of a break. So when I republish it, maybe that's what's messing it up. I don't know. I'll mess around with it. Thank you so much for your input. And thank you so much for talking about Siley Tank of the Daily Hustle from India.
Maria, it's fun listening to whatever flows across my dial. I occasionally listen on Anchor. That's how you might be able to see them there. The dashboard on Anchor FM shows you the names of people if they're logged in on the Anchor app or on the Anchor website. And I know there have been a few times where you've put stuff into your show, and your show has the content on Anchor, but the show doesn't go across to where I normally listen to you on Pocket Casts. Interesting. I'm not sure what might cause that, but I think it's easy to confuse the content management system behind Anchor I know I've confused it, and so has Eli Garf. We've made content on version 2, and it's never shown up on version 3. Oh, well. So I think what you're suggesting might be happening. You know, if you chop and change content, you're moving it around using the mobile phone. The publishing capability of Anchor, the syndication part of Anchor, might not understand that you're done with the episode. And so they don't push it out. And I don't know what the workaround is. Years ago, and it was years ago, Avi Uniglitch said, look, sometimes you just have to republish the whole segment, the whole show, the whole episode, and bang, it seems to take. Yeah, you've probably done that already because you're pretty clever about catching stuff that didn't work right the first time. Try it again the second time. Good content there. Maria Humphreys is a strong body, strong soul. You ought to listen to her. She sounds better than I do, don't you think?
I've recently started to realize my listeners, they are more from the outside platforms, and the Anchor population listener count is going down. I was assuming that's because Anchor people just aren't that interested or don't have time to listen, but I've been realizing, starting with you actually, Bernie, mentioning that you listen to me from Pocket Cast, other people have been mentioning the same thing here on Anchor. Friends here on Anchor have been telling me that they are listening to me, but from outside the platform, which is awesome, which is great, which I'm so flattered. At the same time, I've been seeing that number of outside listeners increase, and I've been getting kind of excited, thinking that new friends out there in the world were finding me. So it's giving me a false sense of confidence. It's actually friends here on Anchor that are listening, that are just moving over. It's just shifting over to outside platforms. But that also means that those friends from Anchor listening from outside platforms can't hear my music. So I need to rethink how I'm doing my show. Separate and apart from the monetization issue is the fact that they aren't able to hear my music. So why am I bothering? Even if it is legal to put the music on there, because I am only using copyrighted Apple Music on there, which is fun. I like to do that. But if you guys can't hear it anyway...
Yeah, Maria, I think it's fair to say that if you grow, if you get a footprint, you're always going to get more people coming in from outside of wherever you publish. I mean, that's the purpose of Anchor, isn't it? Put you on all these platforms, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, I don't know, all kinds of different places you never, ever, ever would have thought people were listening to you. And I come from a school of thought which says it's important to have stuff, background stuff happening, like I have stuff downloading in the background from Player FM, from Spreaker.com. I have it coming in from websites that I follow that have a thing called enclosures, so I get MP3s that way. iTunes downloads some stuff, the Pocket Cast podcast app on iOS downloads. I'm blessed with having two different screens, an Android screen and an iOS screen, so I kind of distribute the load. I've had to do that. I cannot use the Anchor download app, because it sucks so much battery and so much storage out of my phone. So what I do is I download stuff on the Wi-Fi nodes where I work while the phone's plugged in. Doesn't use much battery that way. And then I listen to the stuff later on. So if I might be one of the people doing that, well, I know I am. I listen to Strong Body, Strong Soul. I listen to Eli Garf. Listen to From Cork With Love. And they're all done through subscriptions. If you're looking for me to show up on your flow, on your dashboard, I'm probably not there. I'm listening another way. You're in my earbuds. Yeah. There have been people talking about this who know a lot more than I do. Webby 2001, who's that? Tom Webster. Yeah, he delivered some stuff worth thinking about at the Podcast Movement, big convention for all podcasters and content developers in Philadelphia recently, and it's worth reading. He wrote on Medium about it. He also wrote on, I think, SledgeShare, and he's got a website that's really good as well. So I think what I'll do, I'll summarize it for you since you've listened this far. He is going after the 52 million people that need to start following podcasts in the United States for the U.S. to have 100 million people, about a third of the population, by the time it happens, listening to podcasts. But it won't be easy. He explains why in his Medium article. And what I think I'm going to do is cue up some music and give you some high points of Tom Webster. Where does podcasting go next? Yeah, he's up next. So if you follow the podcasting flow of pundits, I catch up with stuff that's on Google Plus and several of the forums that are on Facebook. Tom Webster had a piece that sprang out of Podcast Movement, a Philadelphia conference, and from Medium.com, where he writes as Webby 2001, I think. Actually, it was featured by Medium, his article was, on the 2nd of August. It's a long article, very challenging for many people, especially those who've been in podcasting for a long time. So I remember speculating about what podcasting would be like. I had the first version of an iPod, and I was also carrying around a Walkman, and I was syncing content back when I thought podcasting stood for personal on-demand audio. But hey, lots of people say no, it actually stands for like the iPod. Okay, I'll keep an open mind about that. I just like to have personal on-demand audio in a medium that works for me. Portable, low impact. You can stock shelves with it. You can ride a bike with it. And you don't need anything else. You just have to know the voices you want to hear and have a way of downloading the content that follows you around. Tom Edison has a company. It's called Edison Research. That's been studying podcasting since 2005. He pushed hard back then, 13 years ago, to get podcasting included in an annual flagship media study that's called The Infinite Dial. It's published in conjunction with Triton Digital. And they have data on podcast consumption that runs back to 2006. And it was really small. They're talking pre-iPhone days. But since then, because there have been ways of people to get the content, and because the creative talent about making shows and niches available has grown, podcasting has increased steadily year on year in several important ways, folks would say. First of all, Tom and his analysts have tracked awareness of the term podcasting for over a decade. I've watched it as well, where I teach in third level college students in Ireland. Podcasting as a term was flat for many years, but since 2015, it has risen 15 percentage points, and now podcasting is nearing two-thirds of the U.S. population for those 12 years old and up. Which basically means people are sort of aware of the term, what it means, and how you might make them. Like, they're aware of the radio and what that means and how you might tune it. But as what much of the research and my primary information shows, even though you may know what a podcast is, you might not actually know what a podcast is. It's, in my opinion, people say, oh yeah, podcasting, know what that is. But they don't know they can download it without any kind of additional work on their phone. And they don't know how to make audio available through a podcast channel, a syndication channel, because they think it's too tough. On Anchor.fm, they make it really easy. It's as easy as an app on many other things. So it's maybe time for people who are involved in podcasting, if they have microphones or if they have recording equipment or if they have the time to cobble together stuff like background fills or music. Oh, and by the way, don't you like it? Auf dem Wasser zu singen, playing in the background by Franz Liszt. Piano transcription. from Schubert. I like it. Chances are, if you're brand new to a smart film and brand new to a podcast app, you probably know somebody who has a favorite podcast they can recommend or that actually might be podcasting themselves. That's right. Folks I know, they generally use the term, "Oh, I'm going to broadcast this." And they're not. It's not broadcasting. You podcast stuff. I mean, broadcasting means you've got a spectrum of the radio available, and it's probably licensed, and you're infringing. Podcasting, the consumption rate. Well, look, if you're involved in making podcasts now and you want to get more than 100 daily listeners, you're going to have to be stirring the pot in probably more than one area. Like, someone has to know that you're on Instagram. They're going to have to follow your name because you blogged for a while. You have a website. Maybe, and this would be ideal, the big fat button that says listen or the word podcast on it. I found out that if I put another word in front of it, subscribe or newsfeed, they get confused. People say, "Oh, I don't know how to do that." Just push the button and listen. And this is the kind of point that Tom Webster would make. The cold hard truth, he says, 17% of Americans say they listen to a podcast at least once a week. 64% of Americans say they know the term, which means 3/4 of the people who say they know the term podcasting are not weekly listeners, which he puts into this space called the 52. There's 52 million people out there, representative of the survey, that could be new podcast listeners. It just takes a little bit of strategy trying to get them on board. The article, which you should read on Medium, and which I will put in the cover art, the ID3 tags are called, I'll put it in the little reference box that goes with this audio. And if you don't see it because of the app you're using, then you need to look it up. Just look up, what's a good thing to look up? Look up me, look up Top Gold on Good Social Networks, and you'll find my website where I'm talking about podcasting, and just drill into the website, insideview.ie, look for the category called podcasting, and bang, the article will be referenced there. Do that, read the thing, but it will take some time, about 8 or 10 minutes. So that's what my Kindle says. I put this on my Kindle so I could see, do I have the time to read this? Yeah. 10 minutes is what it'll take to read it. He, Tom Webster, explains the target demographics. They explain how they reach their conclusion. They offer several really good graphics that quantifies what podcasting is and how you as a listener might find better curation in a podcast you listen to, and how you as a creative might actually plow a new furrow that gets you into a better niche, that gets you discovered. Here's a pro tip. Maybe you shouldn't be doing all this electronically. And maybe on your business card, you ought to have the URL of the podcast, or you ought to have the 5-word search term you can use for people to discover who you are using the different sound systems, like on Spotify, or if you have an Echo system that's running in your house, just say the words of your podcast. You can find me there. I use the Spreaker skill on Alexa so she finds me better. So there you have it, Tom Webster. Read it. If you're interested in sticking with the podcast game, somebody like Paul Manny, market the show, not the medium. Someone like Strong Body, Strong Soul, Maria Humphreys, offer people scratch space where they find an easy way to link into and just tap into your show. It all works out. It's for the good. Okay, now, Paul Manny has some stuff about books. I want to talk to him about books, don't you? I want to change gears, Paul Manny. He's talking about books. I think every Christmas, Paul and I exchange notes about books. Paul has an interesting book collection method. what I discovered on holiday this year is that I can check out a book anywhere in Ireland using my community book card, library card. So I have two library cards in Tipperary libraries, and we have three others in the house. We could have checked out books in Ennis from the County Clare libraries, read them while on an Airbnb event. We went to a couple different places in County Clare, rented from Airbnb for one third to one tenth the cost of what it would have taken us to pay locally in a hotel. And I read a lot. I also read a lot on my Kindle, but Paul has some interesting pro tips that everyone should consider. Paul?
Bernie, my book list, it's a bit like, you know, wanting more food than you know you'll ever be able to eat. But I go around bookshops and I take photographs of not just the front cover, but sometimes the back cover, because I want to get the ISBN number off it. I photograph all these books, and then I go into a bookshop. Not always my brother's bookshop, but something there. And I buy a different one. And I realize that I just love the covers of books.
Thanks, Paul, for that pro tip about how to buy a book. Yeah, I take snaps of a lot of my stuff, and they end up in my wish list. Keep it a variety of different places. In the background, Zoe Keating, one cello times 16. The track's called We Insist. I insist upon classical music as the background track for when I want to do deep reads. I hope you enjoy Zoe Keating as much as I enjoy cellos. Bye for now.